Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good Tuesday morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, the big headline in New York, in Albany at least, with the Capitol right downtown, is the following headline in your paper today. Capitol shuffle continues.
We're talking about the new Senate Majority Leader. State Senator John Flanagan from Long Island is now head of the Republican Conference and the Majority Leader in the state Senate. He, of course, succeeds Dean Skelos, the ousted leader now, who exactly a week earlier had faced arrest on federal corruption charges. The new state senator, majority leader Flanagan, promises to have an open leadership, and he says his party is unified behind him and they're ready to do the people's business. It came in a session on Monday morning after Skelos stepped aside. He'll stay in the Senate, but in the Capital Region, State Senator Hugh Farley, a veteran lawmaker, stayed supportive of Skelos right to the end, and that's a contrast to Kathy Marchione. State Senator Kathy Marchione and Senator George Amador, both from the Capital Region, who had earlier called for Skelos to step aside. So big doings at the Capitol this week.
Very interesting story in the paper today. It has to do with solar panels and the challenges they create for firefighters.
Yes, the story by Tim O'Brien today comes after a fire last week in the town of Colony that started in the solar panels on the roof. And it gave firefighters some great challenges because they couldn't step on the roof and open up the roof to vent out the building because the solar panels were still electrified. However, authorities say while it does present unusual challenges, it is still very rare for solar panels to catch fire, and they're not regarded as a big fire hazard. Nonetheless, when a fire does occur in a building that has solar panels, it changes the whole approach that firefighters have, and they have to adapt. So it is something new that firefighters will have to deal with ongoing as they grow in use.
Finally, a scathing audit from the state comptroller.
Yeah, Rick Carlin has our story about this report from Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. He says what began as a $50 million ad campaign by the Empire State Development Corps blossomed into a more than $200 million boondoggle with little proof that ads generated any jobs in New York. And the report goes on to criticize the whole program and says before you spend that kind of money, you should have clear objectives. So that's a big story today, too.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. And you can find out more at timesunion.com. Mike, as always, thank you.
Thank you, David.